This is a replay of Monday Night Trivia on January 5th on WGN Radio. We started right at 10. If you don't hear yourself on it, it's because you didn't call, and I hope you'll rectify that soon. We're live Monday through Thursday evenings unless sports preempt us. That's from 10 to 1 Central. Dial 888-876-5593. My toll-free number from OneVoIP. For the world's best customer service, it's OneVoIP. Check them out at the number 1-VOIP.com. You'll be really glad you did.
Direct from the edge of the lunatic fringe. It's the Raleigh James Show.
James, we have 3 hours to spend together. Monday night, the time is right for trivia, and we have three big hours and a straggler question that I asked at the very end of last week's show. So I'm not sure if you don't get it whether we'll hold it over or not, but my hope is that it will be moot and you'll get it. So, in multiple surveys, almost 90% of participants claim they do this once a year. Well, actual records of it show that on average, less than 40% of the population does it. Now, what I should say, multiple U.S. surveys, this is not worldwide, this is confined to Americans, and almost 90% of the Americans who participated said they do it once a year. Yeah, well, the actual records, and there are actual records, show that less than 40% of the population does it annually, if at all. All right, so there's your question. If you don't like it, well, we got 11 bumper stumpers coming up. I think the theme is fairly easy. We'll see if the artists are a wide variety indeed. But since you haven't heard any yet, you're entitled to your own category, as always, because everybody knows something about something. So whatever it is, let us know. And of course, thanks to Lisa and Laura, we have more 5x5, where you just get 4 out of 5 right. And that's it. Prizes are worthless. I don't know how long it's going to take to get them to you. You know, things keep coming up. But eventually you get a certificate that by all accounts you'll like, and something else you probably won't, like a DVD or a CD or a 45 RPM, maybe a tabloid, something like that. So you're doing it for the fun of it, and I appreciate it. 888-876-5593-8888-R-O-L-L-Y-E. And lining up before the show, we got a couple of players. The first one is Billy Bob in Bourbonnais. So, my magic twanger is not twanging. Oh, this is not good. All right, so I think I know why, too, but let me, this is going to be really the old-fashioned way for a moment here. So let me get over to Billy Bob. I hope that's not working either. Ah, but this is. Okay, Billy Bob and Bourbonnais, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, 74th time caller.
And how about that?
And can I make a couple requests first?
All right, let me get out the list, because I know you made some last time, and of course we didn't get a chance to play many last week because of the preemptions. So, but I've got a list, and I can do this. I hope so. Let's see, where is it? I want to be accurate about this. Well, that's not it either. Here, let me look for something else. Because if I don't write it on something I'm going to keep, there go your requests. But so we're going to write it on something I can keep, and I will find it here as we speak. All right, so I believe that the last time we talked was actually on Thursday. So, yeah, and it's not showing me anything. All right, well, just a minute, and we'll get it here. I know we will. Here we are. All right, let's go. What you got for me?
I want to tribute to a couple gals from the 50s and 60s there. What a Difference a Day Makes by Dinah Washington.
Okay.
And Broken Hearted Melody by Sarah Vaughan.
Okay. All right.
And then for your straggler question, I'm going to guess that the people file income tax.
No, that's not it.
All right.
I hope more than 40% are filing income tax annually, but who knows? All right.
Oh, of the total population, 40% ain't.
Not the total population. The bottom. Yeah. Actually, less than 40% of the total population does it, but 90% of the U.S. participants in the survey said they do it every year, and less than 40% of the population does it. So it's not income tax.
Oh, okay. I was wrong.
That's all right. All right, you want 5x5?
Yes, ma'am.
What do koala bears primarily eat?
Eucalyptus.
Absolutely. Please. What is the most expensive violin?
A Stradivarius.
Absolutely. What sport is Tony Hawk famous for?
Skateboarding.
Absolutely. And one more, if you get this right, you don't need the fifth. What is the denomination of a C note?
$100.
All right. We have a winner. Hang on. Don't go away. You're absolutely right. All right.
Have a good evening.
Well, you too. All right. Now, we've got Barry in New Hampshire, Margarita in Chicago. But right now, what I'm going to do, what I hope I'm going to do, is try and figure out why my magic twanger is not twanging. I have an idea here, and hope I'm not wrong, because if not, I'm going to be doing this show possibly with a Dixie cup and strings. So we'll get right back to it. Moments right here on WGN Radio.
Cheating in the next room, making plans to meet him soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to meet him somewhere alone. But love is no longer there, the woman of his heart no longer cares. It's best to call it quits and go your separate way. Playing that cheating game only leads to hurt and pain, and cause each other unhappy days. Cheating in the next room, making plans to be with them soon, talking softly on the telephone, making plans to go out and do wrong.
WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. Right, so who is that? That's your first bumper stumper. I don't expect you to have a theme at this point, but maybe an artist. 1982 on Malico.
Making plans.
All right, so 888-876-5593. We get to Barry in New Hampshire on charts doing 1969, but a couple of guesses on my question, which is, in multiple surveys of the United States public, only 90% of the participants claim they did this once a year. Well, actual records show that on average, less than 40% of the American population does it. Does what? All right, so Marguerite in Chicago is going to take some guesses. Marguerite, what do you think?
Is it voting?
Nope, not voting.
Making a New Year's resolution and sticking to it.
Nope.
Oh, my goodness, and I forgot the other answer I had. I should have written it down. filing income tax?
No. Man, can you imagine if less than 40% of the American public filed income tax?
That's
oh,
true.
My God.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can't imagine. Well, okay. And you've got a smart audience, and Happy New Year to you and all.
You too. Talk to you soon. Thanks.
And thank you.
Okay,
bye-bye.
All right, so 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, found the magic twanger. Yes, so all's well, except the part that belongs to something else that's now missing. Yeah, that's a long story. Donna in Oak Lawn, welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
How's it going?
I'm trying for the trivia question, too.
Good.
I think that it's making a doctor's appointment for your annual good health physical.
I love that answer. It's close.
Oh, no. That's the closest I could come. Oh, I just... Well, then somebody else is going to have to solve
it. Oh, no, and they will. They'll just walk right in and get it. So think of something close.
Going for good health physical?
Nope.
I can't.
Nope.
I can't. Nope. Somebody else is going to get kudos.
Yep, and they'll be
anyway,
able to say thank you, Donna.
Anyway, you have a good new year, and thank you.
You
thank
too.
You so much, Raleigh.
Thanks. Appreciate it. All right. So Donna's opened the door. You waltz through it. 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Scott in Oak Lawn knows his bumpers. What'd you hear, Scott?
Oh, I'm betting now after that last one is dentist.
It is dentist.
She gave it away just by...
I know. Yes, 90% of participants in the United States all said they did this once a year. And actual records show that only 40% of the American public goes to the dentist annually.
I originally was going to guess go to church, but you said she gave the answer away.
Well, yes, and believe me, go to church, those figures would be high, unfortunately. All right, so very good. You're a winner. And you heard a bumper, you know?
No, I just wanted to guess on that one question.
Oh, okay. All right. It said you had a bumper guess, and I thought, well, that'd be impressive me if you knew that guy.
I used the wrong term. I'm sorry.
That's fine. That's absolutely fine. Well, hang on. You're a winner again. Don't wait for the prize. It'll take forever, but we're glad you played. All right, hang on. All right, so yes, eventually you get something. I don't know when that eventually is. You know, I promised last year we'd try to do it by the end of the year, but life intervened, and that didn't happen. All right, so now we know 90% of the United States population claims they go to the dentist once a year, and less than 40% of them do it. So we need another question. All right. I'll ask more about Americans. In this case, among high-earning Americans. High earners in the United States, 14% claim they never do this. 14% of high earners in the United States of America say they never do this. Do what? 888-876-5593. We got ourselves another question. All right, so, but let's see what Barry in New Hampshire has to say for himself. Hey, Barry, welcome back to WGN.
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
How about, good. How about give to charity?
No, oh God, you're probably right, but no. They're not admitting it anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right, so we're doing 1969?
We are.
Okay, so that'd be the January. That'd be the beginning of the year. I'm so used to going to the end of the year. Have to start over now. All right, here we go. First week of January. Number one, I heard it through the grapevine.
Marvin Gaye.
Yes. Number two, For Once in My Life.
Stevie Wonder.
Number three, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. Not the original, not the remake, but the one that was by these two groups.
Oh, like I said, Supremes, I thought.
Yeah, well, that's half of it.
Oh, in Temptations?
Yes, absolutely right. Yes. Originally, Dee Dee Warwick, and then Madeline Bell had a remake. But then, man, when the Supremes and Temptations got together and did it, it made Jerry Ross a lot of money. All right, number four, Soulful Strut. Instrumental, Chicago. Credited to two people, and neither of them were actually there for the session. And it actually was the backing track of a vocal by Barbara Acklin of a different name.
Can I hear it?
Yeah, sure. The instrumental you want to hear, I take it, what we're talking about. The song of the moment. Yes, I can do that. And as I say, neither of the guys who were credited with it were there. Let's see. Or so they claimed. I wouldn't know myself. All right, so here we go.
Thank you.
So what do you think?
Sue McCullough?
Say what?
No, I don't know.
All right. Well, I'll let you hear a little of the vocal. Not that that'll help, but just in case somebody didn't realize that, yes, the Soulful Strut, which was a big hit, top 10 hit, actually was a backing track. Nothing but Soulful Strut by Young Holt. Young Holt Unlimited did, and like I say, neither Young nor Holt was there. But anyway, but there you have it. At least that's what they claimed. All right, so Soulful Strut is Young Holt Unlimited, and that was on Brunswick. All right, number five, Wichita Lineman.
Glenn Campbell.
All right, number six, Cloud Nine.
Oh boy.
Oh, you can do this, Motown.
Cloud Nine.
We talked about them earlier in the top 10, and it's not the Supremes.
Oh, Temptations.
There you go. Number seven, Love Child.
Supremes.
There you go. Number eight, Stormy.
Classic Four.
Absolutely. Number nine, Who's Making Love to Your Old Lady? Well, you are out making love. On Stax.
Stax? Oh.
Yep. On Stax.
Curtis Mayfield?
No, no. He would have gotten lost on the highway. No, that would be Johnny Taylor. All right.
Oh, Johnny Taylor.
Yes, and that's J-O-H-N-N-I-E Taylor, not the other Johnny Taylor. All right, number 10, Hooked on a Feeling.
B.J. Thomas.
Absolutely right. And that's enough to win, so hang on. Don't go away.
Okay.
All right, good deal. Week. Yes, yes, excellent. So yes, indeed. So Barry did it. All right, so let's put Barry on hold here and see what we can do here. I believe we're going to get some guesses from Cece, and Cece is in Westmont. So Cece, welcome to WGN Radio.
Good evening. Well, I had the first one about the dentist.
Okay, good. So let's have this one.
Okay. I'd say they don't claim their tips.
Nope. Now, remember, these are high earners, so I don't think too many high earners are getting tips.
Well, you'd be surprised at some of the wait staff in Chicago.
Absolutely. I got that. And, yes, some of the classy restaurants with hot and cold running waiters and table captains and all that. But, no, it's not nobody on a wait staff.
Right. Bonuses?
Nope.
They don't claim paying their nannies and house help?
Nope.
Okay.
Nice guesses, though. If you think of something else, you call me back.
I think I'm good. Thanks.
Okay, thanks.
Good
appreciate
evening.
It. You too. Bye. All right. So, yeah. And don't think just financial, even though we're talking about the high earners, may have nothing to do with money. All right, so there you have it. And there we'll pick it up right after the news with Lisa and Dundee and you too, coming up on WGN Radio.
Cause my uncle took the message and
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Believe it or not, it was a top 10 record on the country charts in 1981. Who is it? All right, so 888-876-5593-8888, Raleigh. And it was on Scuddy Brothers, if I didn't mention that. Our first one was on Malico, so couldn't be more different, but they have something in common, as does everything else you'll hear tonight. Now here we go. I've got my question. Among high earners in America, people making deluxe box, 14% claim they never do this. Never do what? That's my question. If you don't know my bumpers and you don't know my question, you can have your own category. And one thing we can rely on is Naoto in Japan is going to call and we're going to do MBTI trivia. So, Naoto, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yeah, thank you so much. Oh, by the way, I have some good things on your current trivia question.
Oh, good. What do you think?
Yeah, maybe they never eat breakfast.
They what?
Never eat breakfast in the morning.
Well, do you think they eat it or they don't eat it?
They don't eat it.
You're a winner.
Wow. Thank you.
That's exactly it. 14% of the highest earners in the United States of America never eat breakfast. You're a winner. All right. I don't even have to ask you the MBTI question. Hang on. Don't go away. Pretty good. All right. Hang on. All right. Good deal. Excellent. All right. Naoto wins. Of course, you know, there's no prizes of record, but he still wins. He'll get something eventually. But yes, that's right. Among the high earners in America, 14% claim they never eat breakfast. All right. All right. In olden days in Hungary, yes, this is another question. We're moving away from America now. Olden days in Hungary, who knows, maybe still today, I don't know. Hungarians have found a unique use for salami. It's a guaranteed cure for this. Hungarians think so anyway. Hungarians think salami is a guaranteed cure for what? 888-876-5593. You're doing very well, so I expect you'll do well on this one, too. Now, we have Lisa in Dundee. All right, Lisa, what is happening tonight?
Hey, Raleigh.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you, hon?
All right. So we're
still... Hey, I've always wondered what a magic twanger is.
Oh.
Is that a long answer?
No, it's not, but you're showing me you're youthful. Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, plunk your magic twanger froggy. Doesn't sound familiar?
No.
Okay. Well, yes, kid show. And went from my youth, froggy's magic twanger was, oh gosh, Froggy the Gremlin. You know, he always said, hiya, hiya. And trying to think of the guy whose show it was now. And they also, Buster Brown's Shoes used it as a slogan later, but no, it was Saturday mornings, and oh God, I remember this TV show because the guy came on and said, hey kids, it's Saturday, there's no school today. And Smiling Ed was host of this. And
That doesn't sound familiar.
Yeah, Andy's Gang. It was in 1954, Andy Devine took over, so Andy's Gang. But Andy's Gang had Froggy, and plunk your magic twanger, Froggy. And that came from the radio version of that with Smilin' Ed McConnell.
But what is it?
Oh, it's absolutely nothing. I mean, as far as that goes.
It's just something you use?
Well, what is Froggy's... I never thought to ask this. What is it for me?
Is it for you?
What is it for me? It's just a trackball. But
I don't know what that is either. So.
Yeah, you do. But let's see. I'm looking up to see what it was. You know, it's.
You always say I got to get my magic twanger, and I just thought.
Yeah. Okay. Well, here's the deal. The twanger wasn't a thing. It was a puff of smoke. And, you know, Smilin' Ed would say, you know, plunk your magic twanger, Froggy, and there'd be this puff of smoke, and out would come Froggy the Gremlin. And that was the character, uh-huh. But I don't think there was, like, a twanger of anything other than it happened in the puff of smoke. But for me, you know, one of the computers I use to answer the phones here is, I've got a screen in front of me for that, big enough so I can actually see it, and I've got a trackball that's just dedicated to it. So when I lose the trackball, I can't select. You know, it's sort of like a mouse of sorts. It's but it's trackball.
I see, and you're just using Magic Twanger as a
Plunk your Magic Twanger, Froggy. Well,
gotcha.
Yeah, because you know, obviously, because I realize I'm older than my audience. But Plunk your Magic Twanger, Froggy.
Not by a lot, but
well, maybe so. But a
couple years, maybe.
Yeah, but when it was on TV, he'd appear in a puff of smoke. On radio, when I would hear it, it'd be like this twanging sound, and here would come Froggy. The gremlin, and Froggy would he'd interrupt a show, he'd taunt the host, you know, stuff like that, and he'd create these disruptions. And later on TV, like I say, when Andy Devine took over on the television version, it was Andy Devine. You know, they had the puff of smoke and all that kind of stuff, but on the radio, it was just this you know, twanging sound. And before it was Andy's gang, it was Smilin' Ed's gang. And it was NBC Radio. And he had a guttural voice, and he'd always disrupt the show. And so that was the deal. So, yeah, his twanger would signal his arrival.
Okay.
I'm sure that this stuff is online. I can't imagine.
Oh, it must be. I'll have to look it up.
Well, like I say, it's also, I remember Buster Brown Shoes had it co-op.
Now, I remember Buster Brown Shoes.
All right, well, in the early days, it sponsored.
And I know Andy Devine, so.
Yes, that was later. That was the TV version. But Smilin' Ed was the first one. So anyway, that's what the Plunk Your Magic Twanger
okay.
is. And that's also what Hiya Hiya is. Comes from that.
Okay, good.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm satisfied.
Well, and I'm delighted. All right.
Well, no, I'm a glutton for punishment, so I need another Andy Griffith.
All right, so let's find
one. Because I'm bound and determined to get one of these.
Well, I don't see why you wouldn't. Let's see. We'll do it. And we've got all these. That's interesting. It's an all-new daily quiz. What is this?
You know that actress that played... Daphne.
Yes.
Not Joyce Jameson, but the other one.
Right.
She had another, she played another character on Andy Griffith. She was one of the convicts at large.
Oh, really?
That held Barney and Floyd at bay. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
They do that a lot on TV shows. You know, they'll use the same actor in two different roles.
Oh,
I don't
of course.
Know why they do that, but.
Of course. Well, yeah. Speaking of that, we'll do just exactly that. Opie had a crush on Karen Burgess. You might remember her.
Yes.
Well, the same actress later appeared on the show with a different name. And the actress was Rhonda Jeter.
And she was a love interest for Opie again?
I don't know that. I should find out. But I know her name.
Then maybe I've got it wrong.
Let's see.
So you're talking about the actress
yes,
who played?
Yes, significant young love interest for Opie Taylor, and appearing as his main girlfriend.
I can picture her.
Okay, yeah, that was Rhonda. So first she was Karen, and then she was.
Oh, so you want the name of the character?
Yes, after she was Karen, she's same actress, later appeared on the show, same love interest, but different a different name. Who was she?
Was she, sorry to ask so many questions, was she the same age?
I guess.
Or are you talking about years later?
No, not years later, because Opie was offering to carry her books.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was Karen.
No.
Let's see. Gosh, I can picture that.
And you can do this.
Oh, no, I can't.
Well, but you can. I know you can.
Let me think.
It's very similar.
It's similar to Karen?
Yep.
Kathy?
Sharon.
Sharon. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I stink at this. I have to go back to Seinfeld, I think.
Well, I don't know. I will say that this is a MeTV quiz, and 78.78% of the players got it right.
Gosh.
And, of course, I've never heard of any of this, so you could, you know, we might as well
Karen
be.
Karen, and yeah. I'm going to, yeah, that I don't remember Sharon. At all, but I will.
So now we have to look.
There's always next Monday.
Now I have to look her up and see what she looks like playing Karen, playing Sharon. All right, and why did Karen become Sharon? Did anything happen to Karen?
Well, exactly.
No, she was Karen Burgess or whatever, and then Sharon McCall.
Oh, that does not sound familiar at all. Yeah. I'll have to look up the episode she was on.
It's in an episode. Here's one called Opie Loves Helen. Now, I don't know who
Helen
is. Yeah,
that one I know.
All right, well, she's in it.
Oh, she's in that episode?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Now, you could have asked me anything about that, like what did Opie give Helen for a gift or anything like that, I would have known, but I don't remember another girl being in that episode. Isn't that funny?
Yeah, I have utterly no idea, of course. I just read this from the... If you don't like it, call me TB, because they wrote it. But
yeah, no. I would never do that. I just...
Well, I don't see why not, but...
I have to get my magic twanger and try to figure out some of these.
I remember years ago in the 70s, you know, back when I first started playing with computers in the early days, I did these contests for radio stations with a couple friends, and my friends were the ones who actually sold it to the stations, and we actually made some good money, but at one point they didn't pay me, and I said, I'm going to call these stations and win my own damn contest to get my money back. So that's good thinking. Yeah, absolutely. Well, they paid. So that was the deal. And lots of oldies questions, which now no listener would be old enough to remember. So in any event, that's it. Good old Sharon and Karen. And you can do a report on Rhonda Jeter next week.
And I'm going to call back next Monday.
I'm counting on it. Thanks a lot.
Okay,
bye.
Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
So, yes. All right. Now, before we get back to it, we've got Gary in Austin who's got a bumper guess. We got another bumper coming up, too. Tubby in Chicago has got a request. Oh, good. I've got a question. Yeah, I believe that I asked it. The Hungarian question. In olden days in Hungary, and hell, maybe this week, I don't know, Hungarians found a unique use for salami. A guaranteed cure for this. Guaranteed cure for what? 888-876-5593. Meantime, before we get back to it, I want to mention the CC Skywave SSB2 with single sideband, the ultimate companion and emergency radio, fits in the palm of your hand, weighs 8 ounces, and like everything that the Sea Crane Company has developed, Bob Crane is manic about this, it has terrific reception. AM and FM guaranteed to blow other things out of the water. And considering the size of this thing, the audio is really sharp and clear. Now, there's a somewhat limited supply of this because the SSB2 is in demand. It gives you access to important information that your smartphone never will get, like single sideband communication, emergency transmissions, and all of that kind of stuff. But also, just listen to your favorite AM and FM when you want to. You got the weather band, you got the weather alert, and ham radio operators from all over the world on sideband. So you can look at the CC Skywave SSB2 at ccradio.com, ccradio.com. Or, if you can't go online for some reason, you give them a call. They'll tell you all about it. They'll answer all your questions. And that's 800-522-8863, 800-522-TUNE, and 24/7 in the United States of America. And yes, you can order by phone as well. But if you've wanted one, yeah, I'll tell you, this is the time to order because I know the supplies are somewhat dwindling. But go to ccradio.com. Yeah, where the world is truly your oyster if you are a radio lover. Not only great products, but great information about radio. You can see the CC Skywave SSB2 and all of its wonderful features. You check it out. You tell them Raleigh sent you on WGN Radio.
Can you talk? Is your man at home? Can you talk? Are you there all alone? Is everything all right? Can we meet again tonight? Call me when he's gone. Can you talk? Is he there by the phone? No, can't talk.
No, can't talk.
Say the number is wrong. Now, has he gone to sleep? Can we make our little green? Call me when he's gone.
I don't know why we love on the sly.
We're taking a chance.
I'm Raleigh James, okay? So who is that? And actually, interesting thing that was done by two different artists in 1973, and both of them were throwbacks from the 50s. I'll probably play both of them before the night is out, but that's one of them. Who is it? 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, give you the label, but that'd give it away. So we got a bumper guess, I do believe, from Gary in Austin. So Gary, all right, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, hey, Raleigh, I think that was Cheating in the Next Room by ZZ Hill.
Absolutely.
And, yeah, it's interesting about that song because you played it a year or two ago, and then I heard it like three times within a week after that, and I hadn't heard it since the 80s. So it's kind of weird how that works out.
It is. You know, I hadn't heard it since it, on Satellite Music Network's Heart and Soul of Rock and Roll. They played it. And that's about
I remember hearing it there.
Yeah,
too,
that's the only place I think I ever actually heard it on the radio. And I thought it was a great song, but of course, 82, you know, it's somewhat limited appeal, I guess, but I thought it was a wonderful song. And I also loved his Gimme Gimme. And that's one of those songs that I would love to know the actual lyrics of Gimme Gimme, because I can't understand them in some of those lines. And, of course, ain't nobody writing that one on the internet, so I guess I'll never know. Gimme Gimme What You Got, and then after that, what is he saying?
Yeah, I'll have to try to hear it sometime, see if I can find it.
Yeah, let me know. Maybe you will come up with that. Yeah, but I know, obviously, Gimme What You Gotta, and you'll see. You'll see exactly what I mean, and I have no idea what you're saying. Not a clue.
Yeah, well, I will see if I can find it on Apple Music or Spotify or some place.
All right. Or if worse comes to worse, call back. I'll play it on the air.
Okay, I'll do that.
All right, good. Well, thanks for calling.
Okay,
you're a winner.
Thanks.
Hang on. Don't go away. All right, we'll confirm that address. Of course, that is ZZ Hill, Cheating in the Next Room, making plans to see him soon, talking softly on the telephone. All right. Uh-oh, I just hung up on Gary. Gary, I'm so sorry. So, John, you know Gary's address. Note that he gets something else along with his prize pack. Tubby in Chicago's got a request. All right, Tubby, what you got for me?
How you doing, Raleigh? Happy New Year.
You too.
I fell asleep last week. I was so mad. I wanted to make sure that when I requested, because that was for you and John. That was just for you two. That was by Russell Tompkins Jr.
Because.
That's dedicated. Because that was dedicated to you and John, and I fell asleep.
Well, I will play that again. I will play that again this week. It was from 2002. It was on a CD, A Matter of Style. So I'll play that again. It's a nice song.
Yes. Okay. Tonight we have. And I know this is trivia night. One day I'm gonna call in and get QE1, but I'm still scared. I'm gonna get all the answers wrong. I'm read a lot, but. Okay, next week we'll do QE1. But now, tonight, I want to request Blue Magic.
Oh, Sideshow?
No, not Sideshow. The other one. I wrote it down. I told John, I'm going to write it down so I don't forget.
All right. Absolutely. I know just what you're talking about.
Come over me?
Oh, really? Okay. Now, that's interesting. I didn't think that's what you were going to ask for. All right,
that's that cold jam right there, baby.
I was expecting you to go for Stop to Start. So, all right, Blue Magic, What's Come Over Me? All right, or Three Ring Circus.
And I want you to know with my joy, I was sending a bunch of songs to a friend, and guess what came up? That Frank Sinatra tune that I could not find.
Which one?
And it is. It's. I don't know the name for real, because he did a medley with Juan Carlos Jobim.
Okay.
But it's like, dance, why is your lips touching his face? And he said, go and get on the telephone. Do you know what song I'm talking about?
No. Dance, but it was a thing with Antonio Carlos Jobim?
And it's the first cut on that medley when they do. The last cut is Girl from Ipanema, and then he does Stand in the Clown. But it popped up on the phone. Yep. Oh, man, I was in heaven when I was like, finally.
Okay. Well, I've got several of them.
I think it's Dance With Me.
Well,
Oh, man. That is, I'm going to tell you something. I listen when I listen. And that is the finest. That's when Frank was being serious.
All right. Well, let me, because I know he's they, saying, I know they did that. I did a lot of stuff like that on TV. I don't know if it was always the same, but let's see if we can find this at all quickly.
I think it was Dance With Me. I'm looking at you dance with him. Can I get a dance with you? And God.
Let me see.
I wish I knew the name of it, but man, that's when Frank he would sing.
Sounds
good.
Yeah, okay, I can play it for you.
Okay.
Quiet nights of quiet stars. Quiet chords.
Yeah, that's a huge bossa nova hit, and. So, yeah, absolutely. You want it in English or you want it in Portuguese?
English.
Okay. That'll be a little harder for me, but I can do it. I'm sure. It's actually... I've got both of them. The Brazilian, the Portuguese one, it's Corcovado, like the mountain. You know, Corcovado.
Right.
That's what it is.
Yeah, do that one.
All right.
Yeah.
All right, I'll do it tomorrow night. Good deal. And you've ended the hour. We'll talk to you soon.
Blessings.
Okay,
thanks.
Appreciate it. All right, that's where we'll pick it up next hour right here on WGN Radio. James. Okay, so who is she? 888-876-5593. And yes, of course she had a big hit, and of course that wasn't it. All right, so Fran in Austin thinks she knows the theme. She's probably right, too. We'll find out here in moments. Fran, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, that artist was Claudine Clark.
Absolutely right.
And the theme is telephone calls.
Absolutely. There's telephones involved in all of them. You betcha.
I mean, it would be a phone freak like me would have to know that.
Absolutely.
I'd be ashamed of myself.
Absolutely. And, you know, the sad part is there were so many from which to choose, I just had to limit it to 11. God, there were dozens.
Oh, yeah. I know there are a lot of them because I used to make... Well, I called it my KFRN tapes.
Okay.
I'm a frustrated DJ wannabe, and I used to do sets. And I was trying to do a telephone set, and it was going on for way too long.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's interesting because the first two I thought of, I couldn't find on this computer, and I'm in the version of packing again, as always. So, yeah, the platters, telephone's off the hook, but you're not. That was a... Yeah.
I don't think I've heard that
one.
Oh,
yeah. And the Dell Vikings, hello, it's me you're calling. But,
oh, yeah, that one I know of. But
yeah,
the first one you mentioned, I don't think I've heard it.
Telephone's off the hook. Yeah, I do have to find that damn record. And, you know, when I unpack, hopefully I will. But, yeah, I easily could have done like a 30-song thing there.
Oh, I'm sure. Well, I'll be listening for the rest of them tonight. So.
Excellent. Well, good to hear from you, and welcome back to the living. It's over. You can come out now. It's 2026.
That's right. Oh, I liked that last Christmas song you played, though, that one about Candy, Holly, and Joy.
I do, too. Yeah, J.D. McPherson.
That was cute.
Yeah, it is a cute song, and Eric wanted me to play it on Christmas Eve, but he didn't realize I wasn't on the air Christmas Eve. So I did.
Right.
I did play it, but he didn't hear it. So.
Oh, well.
Well, there's always next year, I promise. A lot of people have written saying, yeah, do a stream. So, okay, we will.
All right.
We'll just do something online. All right, thanks. Appreciate the call.
Okay.
All right,
sure,
good
thanks.
Deal. So, yeah, why not? We'll just talk amongst friends is how that'll go. So, 888-876-5593-8888-Raleigh. Oh, an awful thing happened today. Speaking of talks among friends and streams and all that, when we bought the latest new to us SUV, 2013, so not new, but anyway, it came with this XM Sirius subscription. And this, by the way, is now months later. All right. Well, today it died. They finally caught up and realized that, you know, we're not subscribers. I don't know. Maybe whoever used to have the car renewed it on some other car. But the bottom line is it went away. And I'm just a little heartsick about that and probably too cheap to pay to hear it again. Because after all, how much do you want to pay to hear back-to-back Dateline issues? Yeah, I've kind of become addicted to that. Whatever I'm doing, I'm driving along listening to a murder. So we've got, yeah, why not? Oh, speaking of that, in front of the other studio, absolutely true story. Yeah, I got a call over the weekend from the county sheriff's office from a nice deputy who needed me to call him back. And I said to John, what have I done now? You know, there's got to be something, right? So I called the guy back and he said, no, it's not what you've done. It's what your security camera caught. I said, what did it catch? Somebody was shot dead in front of your door. What? And now the real bad part is I do have this elaborate security system, so elaborate that I have no idea how to use it. It does record, but I don't know for how long. And I've never, ever bothered, you know, I had it in a box for years, finally put it up a year ago and never bothered to figure out how to use it. But just this afternoon, calling the guy who, did the system to begin with, who developed it, he said, well, I hate to tell you, might only have a week on that before it'll re-record over. It's like, oh, God, does that mean I've run back there? Yep, probably Wednesday and hope that it's still there. Because with a murder and them asking for the tapes, I mean, I really wanted to get to them because the first thing I thought of is, oh, my God, I'll get for obstruction of justice just because I couldn't reach it in time. But hopefully I will. And I do not believe we know the deceased, and near as I can tell, unlike others in the past, it wasn't meant for me. All right, so 888-876-5593. Robert in LaGrange, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Yes, Raleigh. I'd like to take a guess on your bumper stumper after the 11 o'clock news. It sounded like the Marvelettes to me.
Oh, it was Claudine Clark.
Oh, Party Lights Girl.
Yes,
yeah.
The Party Lights Girl it was, Claudine Clark.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was listening to the beat more than anything else.
Yeah.
It sounded like a Marvelettes.
Well, around the same time, too, because it came out in 62.
Right,
so, yeah,
right.
It could have easily been,
okay.
But not.
Oh, okay. Could I take a chance later if I guess another one?
I hope you will.
Oh, okay.
All right, thanks.
Okay, I'll do that.
Okay, good.
Sure, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Absolutely. So, call as often as you want. You know, the prizes are worthless, so there's absolutely no reason that you shouldn't take as many guesses at whatever you're wanting to guess at that you want to. All right, so John is in Covington. Welcome back to WGN Radio. How's it going, John?
Good. Your conversation with Fran reminded me of this old joke. It's, the girls I date, every Christmas I give them a ring. And then he goes on to say, I was on the phone all night.
Yeah, right. I knew that was coming. That's great.
Yeah, there you go. Old joke, but yeah.
Well, good enough. All right.
Okay, one request.
Yeah.
I don't usually request, but I think your audience would get a kick out of it. It's called Black Strap Molasses.
Oh, okay.
It's Groucho Marx and Jimmy Durante and Danny Kaye and Jane Wyatt and couple other girls. Sounds like you're having a party.
Okay.
It's called Blackstrap Molasses.
I like it. We'll
okay.
do it.
Okay.
So, I forgot to write down Corcovado, which was Tubby's request. Let me write that down. Corcovado. All right. Good deal. Well, now we're together. All right. And we're going to do Dagwood and Blundet trivia.
Is correct. That,
all right. Well, as you know, every day Dagwood is running out the door. He's always late for work, and he sometimes doesn't even kiss Blondie. And meanwhile, he's always running into the mailman. Letters are flying everywhere, okay?
Yes.
What was the mailman's name?
Yo, darn. I know all of the other stuff. Daggone it. No, you got me.
Oh, man, Mr. Beasley.
Yeah, oh, I should have. Yes. Yes, that is correct.
Yeah.
All right, talk to you later.
Okay, good. Okay, bye. All right, so there you have it, Mr. Beasley. So 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And yes, I have the Hungarian question. In olden days in Hungary, and who knows, maybe yesterday, Hungarians have found a unique use for salami. Supposedly, it's a guaranteed cure. Guaranteed cure for what? So there's your trivia question. If you don't like that, who could blame you? Pick your own category. Sky's the limit on that. And the another bumper stumper coming up, too. Yes, they are all about phones somewhere. And this next one will be about a payphone. All that and more coming up on WGN Radio.
Money drops into a payphone at the airport in L.A. A phone rings in an apartment a mile away. A young girl's voice said, hello. I said, surely you don't know me. A friend said I should call you when I was in L.A. Money drops into a payphone in the Atlanta airport lounge. Phone rings in an apartment in L.A. A young girl's voice said, hello. I said, surely, I just got home. There's something I've just got to say. Surely I lied to you. All the things I said were not true. Surely I'm married. I've got a son almost as old as you. I won't be coming back to do all the things that we planned. I can't walk out on her, Shirley. She's never looked at another man.
I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? And yes, had many hits. This, I don't know, might have been one in 1977 on Polydor. All right, so who is he? 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And let's see, we've got Jeff in Beloit. Let's see what's on his mind. So, Jeff, welcome back to WGN Radio. Are you there? Yes, there you are.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I had a trivia question for you. I asked John about it, about World War II aircraft nose art.
You want trivia questions about that?
Yeah, what they painted on the front of an aircraft.
Yeah, right. Usually they're girlfriends and wives.
Right, right. Some weren't.
So there are ways to decode it, so they claim. And, you know, it varied by the crew and the type of aircraft, but there were some general themes as well, as you might guess. So, and the Air Force thought it was perfectly fine, but the Navy and the Marines originally forbid the practice. And so that was somewhat interesting. So, yeah, women, of course. So you want to know, all right. So there's one woman, Miss... You can fill in the last word. She adorns the nose of a B-17G. She was a popular theme in all the theaters of the war. Miss who?
Boy, that's a good one.
Yeah, and it was cartoonist Milton Caniff who drew the femme fatale?
Miss. I'm going to have to pass on this one. I think you got me.
Oh, it was Miss Lace.
I wouldn't have gotten that one.
A bit o' lace, and you can see her there sprawled out right there on all sorts of craft.
You know, my favorite one is a guy that threw, we talked about in a different conversation about drones and so forth, a Cub, a J3.
Yeah.
All right, so you know what that is. It flies 80 miles an hour, and it's got cloth wings and so forth.
Yeah.
But a guy that wanted to put a little more emphasis on the war and fight instead of being a liaison pilot like a reconnaissance, he strapped 6 bazooka rockets to his undercarriage.
Oh, Jesus. Did he have the standard yellow color? Because most of those were this horrible yellow color.
Right. But, yeah, that's the first aircraft I flew. But, you know, it's a small plane, very volatile. Didn't have any guns, and they just used that for reconnaissance. But they called it the L-4 Grasshopper.
Oh, that's great. They built about 20,000 of them. That was around for, like, 9 years at least.
Yeah, very flyable aircraft, very forgiving. But this guy, he would call in for artillery. So the Germans, as he's flying over, they wouldn't shoot at him because they would give away their position and they'd bring down a lot of artillery fire on him.
Right.
And they're like, what are you going to gain, a $2,000 aircraft and one guy?
Right.
But anyway, he puts 6 bazookas on his planes and he starts to dive bomb Panzer tanks.
Oh, God.
Believe it or not, in one of the biggest battles, they lost 60 of those tanks because he shot down the first couple of them, blocking the way on the road. So they could, it's a deep ditch, so they couldn't get out of it. And they basically shot 60 tanks and destroyed them.
Wow, so this was Bazooka Charlie.
Yes, yeah. Right. And do you know what the nose art was? I'll tell you if you don't have it there.
All right. No, I'm not looking at it. So what was it?
Okay, you got Rosie the Riveter, right?
Right,
you
know, absolutely. Rosie the Riveter, of course.
All right, but this is Rosie the Rocketer.
Oh, I love it. Okay.
Yeah, it's a great story.
Yes.
I was hoping you would ask me that question. But that guy, he also had a cancer, and they gave him a year to live at the end of the war, and he came back to the United States. Got an Airstream trailer, traveled all over the United States with his daughter and his wife. And his daughter really didn't even know what he did in the war. He didn't talk about it a whole lot.
Well, a lot. Now, I understand that Rosie the Rocketer is on display at the American Heritage Museum.
Yeah, I understand that, too. They actually had it, they looked at the serial number and the picture of that, and they tracked it down to Austria.
Wow.
And then they found that aircraft and they brought it back to the United States and they put it in a museum. And his granddaughter, who was like a graphic artist, actually repainted it and put that image back on the plane along with the picture of her grandfather.
Well, he lived a lot longer than after the war because I think he died in the 60s.
Right. They only gave him a year to live, and he had like some Hodgkin's lymphoma, I think
it was.
Oh, yeah. And they said he was going to die within a year, so he tried to live life in the largest, and he ended up living for 20-some years. So
yeah, he sure did, and good for him. I think he was a teacher at Urbana High School. So which is interesting. Yeah. I would have thought he'd have just continued to travel America.
What was interesting, though, is the Germans couldn't believe that this bazooka dawning J3 was blowing up their tanks.
Right, and armored cars. Yeah.
Right, a lot of them.
Yeah.
And they couldn't fathom when they're trying to build these really strong tanks that were getting hit from the side, that the armor on the top of the tank was weak. So he would dive bomb them with a bazooka. I mean, how would they think that some guy a teacher from Moline, Illinois,
yeah, right,
is going to figure out their weak spot and blow up the tanks? You know, the Germans didn't figure that out. But
well, no, it's one of those boy most unlikely stories.
Yep.
So,
yep.
And the other thing, of course, is, like you mentioned, this is a light plane. I'd be wondering exactly when was he exceeding the weight limit?
Yeah. I remember flying it with my uncle when I was really lightweight and in the front. But that plane, if you moved on it, you could feel it, you know. And I was really young at the time. And very, very interesting little aircraft. Well, $2,000.
That's
what they
a
cost.
Great story. I love it. Call me again soon.
Thank you, Raleigh.
Okay,
have a good night.
Appreciate it. All right, good stuff. We'll carry on Monday Night Trivia. We got Dave on the North Side, Flintstones, and you two coming up on WGN Radio.
Every time I call you on the phone, they tell me that you're not at home. But last night when I called you, before I said hello, I could hear you. By chance, you found somebody new, and you don't know what to say or do. I'd feel better when I called you if you asked me not to phone.
And radio, I'm Raleigh James. Of course, I have Tell Her I'm Not Home with Ike and Tina. But this is one that's familiar. It's a gift, actually. You should know. 888-876-5593 would be 8888 Raleigh. And I've got some information on it here, such as that it came out when? Actually, maybe I have no information on it. All right. I thought I got years and labels there, but apparently missed that one. All right, but it doesn't matter. Robert and LaGrange knows, and I'm sure he does. So let's find out on WGN Radio. What do you think, Roger?
Robert? Yeah, I think I got it this time. The one that you just played now, it sounded like Chuck Jackson to me.
Absolutely right. Yes.
Oh, great.
All right. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. So so you did it. You did it. You did it. Hang on. Don't go away. All right.
Okay,
so
we'll do.
Good.
Yeah.
Good deal. So, yeah, I was just looking up what label that was. And while I was trying to find a question for Dave, which we'll do, you can have your own category. Sky is the limit on that, as usual. And because everybody does know something about something, and you can insist on multiple choice, too, if you need it. All right. So let's see what we're doing here on... yeah, Chuck Jackson, Tell Her I'm Not Home. I can't believe I didn't write the year in the label. I thought I did on every one of these. Let's see. Doris Troy's The Woman in the Background. Where's it? Oh, he's on one. 1963 on Wand. Okay. Should have known that. So let me notate that here, so to speak. 1963 Wand. Because I'll put them on the website, you know, after the show. Everything that we do is online at Raleigh.net. All right. So with that in mind, 888-876-5593, 8888 Raleigh. And we've got Dave on the north side. Welcome back to WGN Radio, Dave.
Hello. How you doing?
All right. How about yourself?
Okay. I wanted to tell you, I caught your friend Eduardo. He was talking to Lionel last night.
Okay, yes. I think he calls all the shows.
Yeah, I caught him a few times with other guys. I wanted to say, yeah, I heard you.
Yeah. So, as you know, Fred has a nickname. We're talking, of course, the Flintstones here, for something he's particularly good at. And here are your choices of nicknames for Fred, all right?
Wait a second.
Fred.
Who was?
Fred Flintstone. He has a nickname.
For himself?
Yeah, for himself. He has a nickname.
Okay.
He didn't come up with it, I don't think, but they refer to him this way on the show. All right. For
Usually someone else would give you a nickname.
Yes, and I'm sure that's exactly the case. I'm sure that he didn't give it to himself, and I'm sure that it was for one of his proclivities, if you will. And so I want to know, is Fred's nickname Meathead, Sandbagger, Butterfingers, Twinkle Toes, or Mr. 300?
I'm going to have to guess because I really have no clue. I'm going to guess Twinkle Toes.
You're absolutely right. And you don't know, and you don't know why?
No, probably because he's dancing or something.
Here's the deal. He, as you should know, is considered the best bowler in Bedrock.
Oh!
And in the episode Bowling Ballet, he takes ballet lessons in order to improve his game.
And yeah, I remember it now.
That's when they started to refer to him as Fred Twinkle Toes Flintstone.
Yeah, because something happened and he lost his confidence and he couldn't bowl worth crap, and so they suggested he tried ballet.
Yes, that's exactly.
And then everyone bet against him, so his boss was like, "If you don't win, I'm going to kill you." The mobsters were like, "If you don't win, we're going to kill you." His wife's like, "If you don't win, I'm going to kill you." So yeah, and then he started doing the ballet. And he started winning,
There you have it. Fred Twinkletoes, hang on, don't go away. There you have your Flintstone trivia. Prizes are worthless, but eventually you get something. But mostly you're doing it for the fun of it on Monday night. Why not? And, the deal is on Monday night trivia, we need your participation. Since I ask the questions, I can't answer them as well. It just doesn't work. So we had a lot of interest in our American questions. I guess nobody cares much about Hungary. In olden days in Hungary, or maybe last week, Hungarians have found a unique use for salami. Supposedly is a guaranteed cure. A guaranteed cure for what in Hungary? All right, so there's your question from me. We've got more bumper stumpers coming up, don't you know? Of course we do. I guarantee you we do. But other than that, I'll prattle on. It would have been the Tan Canary's birthday. You're saying, who's the Tan Canary? See, that should be a trivia question. Johnny Adams of I Won't Cry fame and Reconsider Me and so much more. He would have turned 93 today, born in 1932 in New Orleans. And actually 94, now that I think about that, wouldn't it be? Yeah, 1932, this is 2026. So yeah, he would have been 94. Wow. All right, so he didn't make it, though. He died in 1988 in Baton Rouge, had cancer, unfortunately. So 888-876-5593. And if you were a fan of CKLW News, Kevin and Steve have their own version of that. All the stories are true. The writing is just a little more inventive. So here's today's edition.
Spray of pigs. Plus, is a change gonna come? And autonomous and oblivious. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News. Hog wild. The hospitality states just about had it with hangry hell-raisin hogs. Porky pigs are plundering Mississippi's crops to the tune of $80 million a year, sticking their schnozzes, smacking their snouts, and scarfing down staggering scads of pricey produce. Oh brother, where art them cash crops after the wild hogs turn fully functioning fields into putrid pigsties? Fences, traps, and cameras are no match for the snarling, spoiling swine, and helter-skelter hog-hunting hullabaloos may help hinder the hordes of hogs well when pigs fly. Out of bounds. Can't we all just get a gong for this BS? A former Harlem Globetrotters SUV was smeared with a swastika and slurs near his home in Petaluma, California. Bull Bullard, who coaches youth basketball there, says enough is enough. Racism is not a game. After first claiming there was no evidence, cops arrested a 20-year-old twerp. Perhaps the clueless kid's education should include being exposed to the Globetrotters' example of spread love, spread game, not hate. Robot roll through. Sensor-slipping software spawned a surreal scene as a self-driving sedan serenely slid straight through an LAPD standoff, baffling badges and stunning spectators. While officers shouted and weapons waited, the robot ride cruised cool, calm, and clueless, headlights high, and priorities elsewhere. Police say this wasn't a Matrix meltdown. It was a mechanical misread of mayhem, a machine missing every human hint in sight, and when your car ignores cops in crisis, maybe autonomy has officially outdriven common sense. And that's what's happening. I'm Grant Marshall, 2020 News.
Well, there you have it. All right. always fun. Yeah, the autonomous car stories are pretty hilarious, but they wouldn't be if the results so far haven't caused loss of life. But you really do wonder, like, what's going on in Austin, where the autonomous vehicles, the Waymos, just cannot seem to recognize school buses. Yeah, and the flashing lights and all that. Yeah, and you see more and more stories of what they're missing. But the strangest one, I think, was the Bay Area, where during a blackout, the car stopped too. And that was fascinating for some of the passengers. So, and of course, you wonder why, but then again, not that they necessarily would need the electricity to drive, mind you, but most of those, if not all of those cars, are within an inch of their life hooked up to all sorts of computerization, such as cameras in the interior and all that kind of stuff. So I guess that's one of the safety features. They should let the passengers out first. All right, Paul is in Woodstock, and we're welcoming him to WGN Radio. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Raleigh.
So we're going to do 5x5.
If we can, that'd be great.
Okay. Alrighty then. What astrological sign is represented by the ram?
That would be Aries.
Yes. All right. In a famous Seinfeld episode, what candy fell into the cavity of a patient who was being operated on?
Junior Mint.
Absolutely right. And how many seconds did it take for a tape to self-destruct on Mission Impossible?
Five seconds.
Absolutely right. Okay. You just have to get one more and you are a winner. So, which group was Eddie Kendricks a member of?
Temptation.
All right. And we have a winner. Very good. Hang on. Don't go away, Paul.
All right. Thank you.
Appreciate it. All right. So 888-876-5593-8888. Raleigh, Mark, and Aurora. Welcome back to WGN Radio.
Well, got on pretty fast tonight.
Yes, you did. It's slow at the moment. It was really last hour. I don't know if I offended somebody or whatever. Last hour was crowded as hell, but this hour, man, it's a minefield. It's wide open. All right.
So, did you have a happy New Year?
Well, you know, I didn't notice. Got the rest of the computers done, and that was good. But then, as I was saying earlier, I heard from the county sheriff's office. A deputy called, and it turned out it wasn't me, but somebody was killed at my front door. And the problem is, problem is this: I've got security, but I mean, I hooked it up a while ago, but I never bothered to learn how to save the video. And so, so here's the deal. And of course, time is running out, so I think if I can't figure this out in the next, 12 hours, I got to drive back to Globe, because I'd hate to tell the sheriff's office that I didn't have the tapes. You know, it sounds like obstruction of justice. Oh. So we'll see what we can do. So that, and of course, packing for yet another move. So it's all happening at once. So that was my New Year's.
A lot of adventure in life.
Yeah, right. That was my New Year's. Right, exactly. Well, I mean, believe me, it was calm compared to Caracas. But, so I guess you have to put it all in perspective. So.
Yeah.
We're going
this week, 1967.
All right.
Which is the same year I did last week, but it's going to be a whole new batch of songs, because now we're at the beginning of the year.
You're exactly right. So this would be the end of 66, beginning of 67. And we kick the year off with the number one song, I'm sorry to say, I'm a Belieber.
The Monkees.
Yes. Number two, Snoopy versus the Red Baron.
The Royal Guardsman.
Yes. Number three, Tell It Like It Is. Finally, a decent record.
The phone cut out. Say that one again.
Tell It Like It Is. Oh, it's a wonderful song. Best song on there. It certainly beats the one you knew off the top of your head.
Oh, yeah.
But let's see if I can give you a
It's a
New Orleans record. It was a big hit, obviously. It's in the top five. But let's see if you can
perhaps. Aaron Neville?
Yes, absolutely right. Okay, very good. Aaron Neville it is. Number four, we go back to Winchester Cathedral.
Oh, the vaudeville.
The vaudeville's the middle. The, you can do this. the blank, vaudeville, blank. I'm waiting.
The something vaudeville band.
You're right, but what would the something
be? The old vaudeville band.
No, go the other way around.
New vaudeville.
There we go. All right, finally. Okay. All right, number five. Number five, Sugartown.
Nancy Sinatra.
Yep, afraid so. Number six, That's Life.
Oh, Frankie Sinatra.
Yep, number seven, Good Thing.
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Paul Revere and the Raiders?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number eight, Words of Love.
Ugh. Oh, Mama Cass Elliott. Yep. Mama's and the Papas.
Yes, number nine, Standing in the Shadows of Love.
The Four Tops.
Yes, absolutely. And number 10, Mellow Yellow.
Oh, complete with the electrical banana.
Yeah.
Donovan.
Yeah. Tell me he wasn't
With Paul McCartney shouting in the background.
Yeah, tell me he wasn't living the better life through Chemistry Plan. All right. Number 11, we'll see how far you go. This might do it. Coming Home Soldier.
Yeah, it probably will.
And it'd be to your credit.
I don't know.
Nobody should really remember Bobby Vinton song. No one.
Oh, okay. Now, if I had heard it, I probably would have known who
it
was.
Well, yeah, right.
But I didn't have to hear
it. It always sounds like it. Well, you know, if you got that, we would have had to go to Single Girl, and then you would be doing Sandy Posey songs, and no one should have to do that.
Okay.
All right, hang on. You're a winner. Don't go away. All right, so there you have it. 888-876-5593 is 8888 Raleigh. And I do believe we'll have another bumper stumper coming up. And we'll have David from Muskegon doing 1976 charts. And there's room for you, too. Monday Night Trivia on WGN Radio.
Somebody says, baby, what you doing? I've been wondering where you've been. Now and then I think about you and me. No use fighting about the things we can't recall. It don't matter. Make love, let the telephone ring. Ring, ring, doorbell ring, baby, come on in. Got James Taylor on the stereo. Glad that you come around, I've been feeling down, talking to Tony and Mario. You know they make good conversation. Still it ain't no consolation. Cause I've got love. Baby, I give you some. If someone comes, we'll let the doorbell ring. Around your dirty finger. Rain, rain.
WGN Radio. I'm Raleigh James. Okay, so who is that? Yeah, obviously not the hit version of it, though the artist certainly did have hits. All right. Well, one in particular. So who is he? 888-876-5593, 1971 on Electra. All right, we have David. David's in Muskegon. What's happening tonight, David?
Oh, not too much. I'm listening to you. I'm doing okay. I got another char worker, and she's really good. And this lady takes me where I have to go, and I really like that, you know,
because
I can't see the drive. So
right.
I'm really happy that I got another chore worker that's, you know, because my other one got sick. And yeah, she got really sick. So I got another chore worker. It helps me out.
Good.
So I'm glad of that. That was my good Christmas present.
Yeah, that's a big one.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, because my other one, she has sugar diabetes, and she can't walk up these, she's getting where she couldn't walk up my steps.
Oh, sorry to hear that.
Yeah, yeah, my steps were kind of difficult for her to get up and down.
Right.
And her back, she has a disc, it has to be, they got to operate on it. So
she's got a lot going on, and you found a replacement.
Yeah, I did. DSS did. I found a replacement, and because she wasn't able to do it, you
all
know.
Right. Well, good. Good.
And
well,
I just wish, I hope the best for her in everything.
Yeah.
And she's still my friend. And,
sure.
But she's got, you know, she got really sick and everything.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I got another chore worker, and she does a good job for me. And that's all I can ask for.
Absolutely. All right. So you have asked for January 1976?
Yes.
All right. First week of January 1976, the number one song is Saturday Night.
Oh, Saturday Night. Let me think. Saturday Night. I'm thinking Saturday Night at the movies, but that ain't the one. Oh, is that Elton John?
No. Bay City Rollers.
Oh, goodness gracious.
All right.
Okay.
We'll go to number two. Number two is I Write the Songs.
Barry Manilow.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number three, Theme from Mahogany.
Diana Ross.
Yep. Number four, Love Roller Coaster.
Well, Players.
Yeah. Number five, Let's Do It Again.
Let me think now. Staple Singer.
Yes. Number six, Convoy.
C.W. McCall.
Yes, number seven, Fox on the Run.
That's Sweet.
Yes, I'm afraid it is. Number eight, That's the Way I Like It.
Casey and the Sunshine Band.
Yes, number nine, I Love the Music.
Amen. I Love the Music. Let me hear it.
Well, you got to hear it. Okay, let's see. I can probably do that. If not, I'll do it after the news, but I think I can do it now. Let's see what I come up with. No, that didn't come up. Let's try again and see if I could split. If I could type, it would help, or even spell. I don't think I can. I probably can. I just need to spell it right. Hang on a minute. Don't go away. Stay where you are. And we'll have some I Love the Music. Yes, number nine, part one, by the way. And we'll pick it up then after that with more from David and Muskegon. We have Don and Beloit, more World War II planes, and plenty of room for you as well. Another hour of Monday Night Trivia. Yeah, and I've got my question too. Don't forget it. Yeah, that wonderful Hungarian question. I'll repeat it. Don't worry. Right after the news right here on WGN Radio.
Hello.
Hello, girl.
Who's this?
This is me, and I just want to let you know I don't love you no more. You and I are through. I don't love you no more. I'm gonna find someone new. About you. No, I don't love you no more. Then got you off my mind. Throw your picture up, 'cause I'm tired of you lying. Oh, I'm gonna start going out, painting the town. When they ask about you, don't say I put you down, 'cause I'm through. Oh, and I don't care about you. We'll be right back.
satisfy you. I cried and I pleaded and I begged you, baby.
WGN Radio. I'm Riley James. Who is that? All right, just a fine song all the way around. Yes, and that would be 1962 on Little Star, which was an H.B. Barnum label out of L.A. So who's that? 888-876-5593. Now we're talking to David, and David is Muskegon, and he wanted to hear this record, which, as soon as I spelled it right, it came right up on the computer. that helps, I guess, just a little bit. So you wanted to know who they are, and
yes.
You are about to hear them in all their glory and splendor.
I love music, the OJs.
Absolutely right. The OJs it is. Yeah, it didn't take much at all for you. All right, so that would be I Love Music was number 9. Number 10, Fly Robin Fly.
Silver Convention.
All right, you knew enough of them. You're a winner. Very good. Hang on. Don't go away.
Hey, I had a request. Oh, I would like for, what's her name, Marguerite. To call and tell us that she's got some music playlist. Well, I'd like to know what she has on her playlist.
All right. Assuming she has one, don't you know?
Yeah, if she has one, tell us about what type of music. You know, I would like for her to request some songs.
Well,
we could kind of get what type of music she likes.
Well, we'll find out. All right. Thanks. Appreciate the call. All right, so hang on, don't go away. We'll confirm that address because, yes, David got just about all of them right. So let's put him, John's got him. Okay, good. All right, so we move directly on over to Don in Beloit, if we can do this here. So, Don, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hey, happy 2026, Rob.
Yes, starting out with a bang. Always interesting.
Yeah, you said at commercial break you would talk about this, whatever this Hungarian question is. Could you repeat the question for all of us?
Oh, yeah, sure.
The vapor land out here.
Sure. Here we go. In olden days in Hungary, and who knows, maybe yesterday, Hungarians have found a unique use for salami. Supposedly it's a guaranteed cure for this. For what?
Hmm. Well, I know salami has a good, like, mold around it, so it's like a protective white mold of, it's like a penicillin.
I'll never eat it again.
it's a good mold.
I don't care. It
getting
sounds
other
horrible.
Icky stuff. So is it like a skin disease, or like as an antibiotics, or illness protection?
No, thank God. No.
It cures a black eye.
No.
You hit your husband over the head with it to get his attention.
It would work, but no.
That's the Fred Flintstone kind of answer. I have no idea. So that's a good one. Okay, I have no idea.
All right, so we'll move directly over to World War II aircraft.
Okay.
Yes, one of the wooden wonders, lightweight fighter. Made from wood, intended to save on strategic materials, but it had weight issues and vibration. What was it?
Weight issues and vibration. The Mosquito was the main U.S. Allied fighter.
I don't. Mosquito? By the way, I don't have a nickname for it. I just got the manufacturer and the model number.
De Havilland Mosquito.
Nope.
Was this an American or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. We've narrowed it down. It's a wooden contraption that wasn't very good.
A wooden wonder. Yes. Intended to stave on strategic materials, they decided to use lightweight wood. What could possibly go wrong?
is this Howard Hughes's big thing that he built?
The spruce goose? No.
Yeah. I'm probably not going to know it. nothing comes to mind. I don't know.
All right. Let me see if I can look this venerable craft up to see if I can give you any other information about it.
I'm going to guess that this didn't really go anywhere, like as a production kind of big time model.
Well, it was developed by the Army and the Air Force because they were trying to produce a simplified lightweight fighter aircraft.
And so
I would say that it was innovative, but it also was a prototype. And the reason it didn't go further, as far as I say, is it really couldn't perform the vibration and the other problems. But it was a very interesting plane. And if you can just tell me the manufacturer, I'll be happy.
Martin.
Bell.
It was
the Bell XP-77.
I'm making a note, XP-77. Okay,
yeah,
I'll look that up.
Check out, yeah, Bell Aircraft
Corporation. Bell was where I grew up in Niagara Falls area. They had the huge production for so many planes,
yeah.
But especially the A-30, the P-39.
Hey, yeah.
So you were talking about the J-3. Let's talk about J-3.
Yeah.
I've been to J-3 a lot. And the pilot would, if he was by, would be in the back seat to balance things usually. That's really interesting. J-3 Cub with the bazookas and all that. But what I was going to say was the yellow was a huge, huge factor for sub chasing. So the people that had the yellow J-3s or whatever they were called were all these civilian, you know, thousands of them, doing the East Coast watching for submarines, and it earned the commendation of all the U-boat captains because they were always striving to be above water and try to recharge the batteries, try to go fast, be more efficient with their fuel. And there's all these crazy J-3s riding around that are yellow, and there was 21 J-3 bases on the East Coast of America. All these people working so hard with those grasshoppers to try to find, you know, Nazi U-boats. So
here's the deal.
So
did they choose yellow because it's highly visible, or is it because that's all they had with finishing materials?
When it comes to, like, over Europe, no, you wouldn't use yellow. You'd be camouflaged and stuff. But over the water, you wanted a high visibility. So the yellow was good. Factory yellow was perfect. So they came, I think, out of the factory the same, like, Piper yellow color, I think. But
yeah,
it was really effective as far as, like, over the ocean. You see a spotter and a pilot, you know, just staring out in the ocean trying to find.
Well,
but,
there you
oh, my goodness, thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Yeah.
Interesting.
So you said something really interesting that I also want to jump on. But what's your friend that gave you the questions about a week ago? You had one of your questions was on Mark Twain, mm-hmm, and that wonderful book, The Gilded Age.
Oh, yeah.
I
looked that one up. But, yes, that was...
Oh, my God.
Yes.
It's such an amazing story. But the reason I wanted to jump on that was when I jumped out of my seat that night, was it's such an amazing story that, like one of the epic dinner... people, you know, men come up with all kinds of great ideas at a dinner party. And Twain gets this challenge with his buddy, this Charles Dudley. Charles Dudley Warner, sorry. And their wives were make fun of their wives for reading these, like, let's just say, trashy novels of the day, you know. So
yeah,
the wives turn around to Mark Twain and this Charles Dudley Warner, and they challenge her, like, well, if you don't like what we're reading, you know, we challenge you to come up with something better, you know, themselves. So they take this challenge, and Mark Twain, he never did this, but he collaborates with this guy, and they write alternating chapters of this book that... It was just a satire of all this corruption and greed and so on. And I think it was published in 1873. And it was like a defining book for that whole era. This is just an amazing book, The Gilded Age.
Yeah, and now we refer to the 1870s through 1900 as the Gilded Age. So there you go.
Yeah, sort of similar Victorian England, maybe you could say, was sort of this, going through the same sort of pains and, I don't know, materialism.
It was
going
to be a graphic novel. Thomas Nast was going to do the illustrations, but that didn't come about.
Oh, I think because they did it so quickly, I'm guessing. Yeah. That I didn't know. I never heard that. I'm going to look that up. Yeah, that's really interesting.
Right,
okay.
Thomas Nast, N-A-S-T. Check him out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Well, you challenged me. Well, I'm going to look up that XP77.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
All right.
It's always great talking to you, Raleigh.
Likewise.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. All right. So yes, a poor rural family trying to become affluent by selling in a timely manner 75,000 acres of unimproved land. Well, what could possibly go wrong there? And that was the deal in Tennessee, by the way. Yes. All right. So 888-876-5593. Greg is a first-time caller, and he is in Allentown. Greg, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Welcome back. This is my first time on WGN Radio.
Oh, you haven't called anybody else. I'm the very first. Well, thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yes, absolutely. And calling from Allentown, PA, and I'm sitting in a beat-up Honda on Washington Street.
Okay. Good.
And I heard the station, and someone was doing a top 10 list from top 40 of the past.
Yeah,
so
what it
I'd
is?
Call in.
Yeah, and do one. Okay, yeah, what it is? You can pick any week, any month, any year in the charts, and I don't care what it is. And you pick the week, month, and year. I give you the top 10. If you can answer them, you win. The prizes are worthless.
Okay. Well, it doesn't matter about the prize, but what matters is that the information is correct, and one of the years that I happened to love was the music from 1977. So if you could pick a random week out of maybe the beginning of 1977.
Oh, sure. I absolutely can. Unfortunately, I was on the air playing all these damn records, so I remember them, whether I want to or not. So let's go. The beginning of 1977, I was in Raleigh-Durham, North Carolina. All right, number one, You Don't Have to Be a Star.
Yeah, Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr.
Yes, number two, You Make Me Feel Like Dancing.
That was Leo Sayer from the LP Endless Flight.
Number three, Tonight's the Night, Gonna Be All Right.
Rod Stewart, Rod the Bod.
Number four, I Wish.
That's Stevie Wonder.
Number five, Car Wash.
Rose Royce.
Number six, Sorry Seems to Be the Hardest Word.
Elton John.
Number seven, Daz.
Brick.
Yes. Number
a two-hit wonder.
Yeah, well, one-and-a-half-hit wonder anyway, but yes, absolutely. But it was a nice T-shirt. I still have it. Bright green. Number eight, The Rubber Band Man.
Those were the Spinners.
Yes, they were. Number nine, After the Lovin'.
Engelbert Humperdinck.
Afraid so. Number ten, Stand Tall.
Burton Cummings, the guy from the Guess Who.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, Winnipeg's
own. By the way, Burton Cummings, the album that came off of.
Yeah.
He also did a slow, mellow lounge version of You Ain't Seen Nothing Yet.
Yes, that's true. That's true. Yes, he did Winnipeg Proud on that. All right, we're going to see how far you get since you got them all right. We'll see when you falter. You ready?
Okay, go ahead.
We did Stand Tall, so number 11 would be Hotline.
The Silvers.
Yes. Number 12, I Never Cry.
I Never Cry. That was Alice Cooper.
Yes, it was. Number 13, Living Thing.
Electric Light Orchestra.
Yes. Number 14, Love Me.
Yvonne Elliman.
Yeah. Number 15, More Than a Feeling.
That's Boston. I think that was their first top 40 hit.
Yeah. Number 16, New Kid in Town.
The Eagles. That was the breakout single from the Hotel California LP.
Yeah. You can check out anytime you like.
Sometimes I
never leave.
Sometimes I refer to an LP, and people say, what does LP stand for? I say, Licorice Pizza.
Yeah, and that used to be a chain, actually, of record stores.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, indeed. All right. And that was the Great Format War, as you might remember. RCA came out with the 45, and Columbia came out with the 33, and wound up that they both were okay with it. All right. So we move right on to, what's next? I guess this is 17. Somebody to Love.
That was Queen.
Yes, it was. Number 18, Lost Without Your Love.
Lost Without Your Love. That was David Gates and Bread.
Yes, I'm afraid so. Number 19, Enjoy Yourself.
The Jacksons.
Number 20, Walk This Way.
Aerosmith.
21, Muskrat Love.
Captain and Tennille.
Yeah, 22, Jeans On.
David Dundas, another one-hit wonder.
Exactly, and good thing, too. Number 23 would be Shake Your Rump to the Funk.
Oh.
It was on Mercury.
Shake Your Rump to the
Funk. It was on Mercury, but you would normally think about these guys when you were thinking Stax.
Was it the Barcade?
Yes, it absolutely was. Well,
okay, I couldn't remember, but it came to me. So
yeah, well, the
came from above.
The reformed Barcades, actually, as you well know, sadly. Let's see. We move directly from the Barcades to Saturday Night, number 24. It was on Columbia.
I can't. All I can remember is that Saturday Night was one word.
No, I think it's two actually on this. But they had been, before they named themselves this, they had been the Salty Peppers, if that helps.
Yeah. No. I think it was Alexander something?
No, Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Okay.
But that was damn good.
Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Yeah, that was damn good. 24, what? Very good. Did you grow up in Allentown?
No, I grew up in New York. I was born in Manhattan.
Ah.
I grew up in Queens, okay. But I got a Bronx attitude. Go figure.
That's wonderful. So you grew up with WMCA and WABC.
Yeah, 77 WABC.
Yeah, with that with that horrible reverb. Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Oh yeah. Well.
Yeah.
By the cousin Brucey.
Oh God, give me a break. Exactly. But of course, by MCA by then probably was no longer doing Top 40 when you were a kid. So yeah, it would have been WABC.
They still had music on though.
Oh, did they? Did they? Okay.
Oh yeah.
All right. So
in I moved. My family moved to Pennsylvania in 1970.
Okay.
So I was born in 58, so I was in New York for the entire decade of the 60s.
Yeah.
WMCA had music for good part
right,
of that.
Till 68, right, exactly. Till Ruth Meyer was gone and they brought in Terrell Matheny as the PD. Yeah, that was 68, and they started doing that Talk at Night, Alex Bennett, and everybody else. But, I loved MCA in the early 60s. I thought they were terrific. I remember visiting Ruth Meyer. She's a friend of mine. And I said, why does everybody have accents except Dan Daniel? And she laughed, and she said, Raleigh Daniel is the only one with an accent here. I said, well, who knew?
Yeah.
So, you betcha. Well, you are a winner. You'll probably be dead before you get anything. But eventually, we do mail things out. The certificate's a lot of fun. And then you get something you don't want, like a 45. Or a tabloid.
Excellent.
Yeah, all right. So hang on. We'll get that address. And thank you for calling. Make it a habit. Do it again.
Okay, I sure will. Thanks.
Okay, good deal. Thanks. All right. So how nice. First-time caller, not only to me, but to the entire radio station. Well, isn't that impressive? So we welcome Greg. So, all right. We'll get to John. We'll get to Karen. Robert's calling back. All right. Plenty of room for you, too. Another half hour of this on WGN Radio.
Hello, baby. Can you talk?
Can you talk?
Is your old man at home? Can you talk?
Can you talk?
Are you there all alone? Is everything all right? Can we meet again tonight? Call me when he's gone. Can you talk? Is he there by the phone? If you can't, say the number is wrong.
tragic dawn to sleep.
Can we find a place to meet?
Call me when he's gone. I don't know why we love on the sly when we both know it's a sin. We're taking a chance with this romance. Who knows how it will end?
WGN Radio. I'm Robbie James. So who is that? Yes, I played the song early, in fact, in the first hour. Nobody got it, so I'll tell you, it was the original 1973 Vernon Green and the Medallions. 1974, this was a cover. Well, it was a great song either way, but who is this guy? And yes, he had a major hit. And no, obviously this wasn't it. And like the Medallions, who had their hits in the 50s, well, this guy had his big hit in the 50s as well. So who is he? 888-876-5593. We know the theme of all of them are telephones. We figured that out early in the game. And let's see what we're going to do here. I got a question. Don't forget that. Among, let's see, the olden days of Hungary. Well, it could have been yesterday, I don't know, but certainly historically, the olden days of Hungary, Hungarians found a unique use for salami. Supposedly, it's a guaranteed cure for this. Cure for what? All right, so let's see. Karen is in Chicago. Karen, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi, thank you for taking my call.
Always.
I'm trying to think. Well, okay, high blood pressure?
Nope.
Heart disease?
Nope.
Oh, my goodness. Not any stomach issues?
Nope.
I'll go one more shot. Constipation?
No, nope, not that either.
I thought maybe if it was greasy enough.
Oh, God.
That
works. Oh. All right, then. Very good. Nope, that's not
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, we tried. Thanks a lot.
Creates a visual picture, doesn't it? Anita and Beloit, welcome back to WGN Radio.
Hi. I guess I forgot about the part that it was a cure for something.
Yeah, something.
But, okay. The cure for being dirty, for one thing, okay?
Nope.
The fat from processing can be used to make soap.
Oh, that's nice. So, that's not it. Nope, not for being clean.
Yeah.
Okay.
A cure for bad children, because you can feed them with it.
Well, that's not it either.
Okay, the penicillin thing has already been mentioned.
Yeah.
But, you know, so infection?
Nope.
Enteritis of some kind.
Nope.
Okay, let's go with, it's often cold and winters are long. Just basic hunger.
Nope.
It helps preserve other things.
Nope.
Perhaps they used it as, what do they call it when you trade one thing for another? Bartering.
Oh, that's interesting. Nope, it's not that either.
Oh, okay. Well, all right.
They were all lovely guesses.
Okay. Well, that's all I have then.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay. Bye-bye.
And so the deal is, if we don't get it this hour, it'll be next week's straggler, and that'll give you a whole week to think about this if you wanted to. Let's see. We've got some bumper guesses here. John in Missouri's got one. All right, John, what'd you hear you know?
Hey, Raleigh. I can't sleep tonight in spite of certain meds I have to take before bedtime. And you are the sanest thing on the radio, so I appreciate that.
Well, thank you. Hopefully I can put you to sleep before it's all over.
Well, I wanted to guess the artist who did the song Ring that you played earlier. I had not heard that version before. That was interesting.
Yeah.
I'm going to guess Joe South.
It is not Joe South.
Oh, wow. And I'm going to take a wild stab at the one you just played and say it was Brooke Benton.
Oh, it was not Brooke Benton. Now,
okay.
the one that you're guessing, Joe South, it's a guy actually you would probably only know for doing an instrumental. So there's a hit. And let me see what I can see if I can give you some.
I don't think it's Dave Mason.
No, no, it is not Dave
Mason.
Yeah,
it didn't sound like
nice,
it.
Nice try. No, he, trying to think what else you would know other than this one instrumental that he did that was just huge. He was originally from Indiana, but I always knew him in the D.C. area for whatever reason. But anyway, just this one instrumental. And you would absolutely, if I told you, you'd absolutely know it instantly far as that goes. He was on Fraternity, if that helps.
No, I'm drawing a blank on that. It was an interesting version. I can't say I cared for it a lot, but it was pretty good. I did like the Cimarron version best, and I did not like Lobo's version.
Oh, no, well, it's Lobo, yeah, of course. But, this guy also wrote Watch Out for Lucy that Dobie Gray and Bobby Penn both did.
I tell you what, I got to say this. Was it Greg that called a while ago? His knowledge of the music from 1977 was very impressive.
Yes, I agree. I hope he's going to call again.
When I travel with my family, you know, my wife and son, sometimes on the road, we'll listen to the 70s on 7. And for about 5 minutes, it's fun. And then after that, it just gets disgusting. And what's really disgusting is how much of that crap I know.
Oh, yeah, I know. Believe me. Awful. Believe me. I used to have to play it. So I know it well. Yes, I can't tolerate things like the 70s on 7. You know, I break out in a rash. So
yes, understandable.
Yeah. Well,
okay,
all right. Good deal. Well, call me again.
Yeah, it's been a long time since I've talked to you, so it was good to talk to you again.
Yes,
thanks, Raleigh.
Do it again. Thanks. I appreciate it. All right. So now
care.
Let's see. Is Robert in LaGrange going to know who our singer was? Maybe he's guessing about rings. Otherwise, I would have told John who it is. So, Robert, welcome back to WGN Radio. What do you think?
Yes, Rod. I'll see if I can get 2 out of 3. It sounded a lot like Ray Stevens.
There's no Ray Stevens.
Oh, boy. Okay. Well, 1 out of 3 I have to settle for, but that's okay. Yeah.
Okay, well, see, I thought you were going to get it. All right, well, I'll tell you, because nobody else is going to call. Rings was by Lonnie Mack, the guy who did the big instrumental in Memphis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. See, I never heard his voice. Maybe that's
why. Well, that's why I say did a big instrumental. But he did sing quite a bit, actually, but not hits.
Right, I remember the Memphis instrumental very well.
Of course, of course.
Yeah. Okay, Raleigh.
All right, thanks for calling. All right, good
sure.
deal.
Bye-bye.
Now, let's see. I've got one more bumper stumper to play. It's pretty easy, actually, but it makes me laugh. And if you think of who any of the other artists were, well, that's just fine. You can let me know. Otherwise, I'll reveal all. And if you want to try our hungry question, like I say, if you don't get it right tonight, that'll wait. But first, we'll check out this on WGN Radio.
Mama likes to listen to the grand old gospel time. Daddy is a cowboy drinking beer and wine. Mama's in the kitchen, standing there all alone. She got Jesus on the radio, and Daddy's on the phone. And Daddy said, come on down to Tootsie's and have yourself a beer. Mama's in the kitchen, standing there in tears. My mama loved my daddy, but it's breaking up our home. She got Jesus on the radio, and Daddy's on the don't like drinking, and she don't understand. Daddy's had a hard life, a deeply troubled man. It's honky-tonk and gospel that's breaking up our home. She got Jesus on the radio, and Daddy's on the phone. And Daddy said, come on down to Tootsie's and have yourself a beer. Mama's in the kitchen, standing there in tears. But it's breaking up our home. She got Jesus on the radio, and Daddy's on the phone. I came home one evening, there was Mama on her knees. Big old tears
a gospel joy running down her cheeks. She said, you don't have to worry, son, we are not alone. I got Jesus on the radio and Jesus on the phone. And just come on down to Tootsie's.
Gotta wonder what happened there. WGN Radio, I'm Raleigh James. All right, that's pretty easy, but it does make me laugh, because on that verse, it's almost like one of those death songs, I tell you what. All right, so Stephanie in Madison is going to take a guess. So Stephanie, who is it?
Hey, Happy New Year to you and John and everybody.
You too.
I know we don't have a lot of time, so I'll call back tomorrow, but that's Tom T. Hall.
Yes, it is. Jesus on the radio and Daddy's on the phone.
Yeah, yeah.
So in that line where she's saying Jesus on the radio and Jesus on the phone, is Daddy dead? Is that what happened there?
Yep.
Yeah, yep. You don't have to worry, son. We are not alone. I got Jesus on the radio and Jesus on the phone. All right, well, see, that's up there with Last Kiss then. All right, we'll put that in the death category.
Hey, all right.
All right.
Anyway, I definitely... you're probably getting down to the end, so I can call back tomorrow.
Oh, yes, do that. I'll have nothing to talk about. Now, let me see what's going on this week. I think it's a full show tomorrow, but I'm not sure. They just gave me a list, how kind of them. And, yes, it is a full show tomorrow, and then on Wednesday night, it's only an hour show because somebody's doing something basketball.
I'll definitely call tomorrow.
I'll look forward to it. Okay, thanks.
You betcha.
Okay, bye.
You take care.
All right, good
Bye-bye.
Deal. So yes, indeed, tomorrow night, full show. And can use every one of your calls. All right, so 888-876-5593. We have Candace in Dreamwood. Welcome to WGN Radio.
Hi, Raleigh.
Hey, Candace.
Towards the beginning of the show, did you play a Chuck Berry song?
I played no Chuck Berry. You're probably thinking about Memphis, and that was Fred Knobloch's version.
Oh, I thought it was Chuck Berry, and why has it...
Well, Frank Berry would be Frank Knobloch would be impressed that he was confused with Chuck Berry. All right. Well, thanks.
Okay. Talk to you another day. Happy New Year.
All right. You too. Yeah, we started with ZZ Hill, Cheating in the Next Room, 1982, on, what the hell was that label again? It'll Come to Me, Malico. Fred Knobloch did Memphis, 1981, for the Scotti Brothers. Vernon Green and the Medallions, Can You Talk, 1973 on Dutone. Claudine Clark did The Telephone Game, 1962 on Chancellor. Bob Luman did The Payphone, 1977 on Polydor. Chuck Jackson, Tell 'Em I'm Not Home, 1963 on Wand. Lonnie Max did Rings, 1971 on Elektra. Jimmy Norman, I Don't Love You No Mo, 1962 on Little Star. We had Ron Holden doing Can You Talk, 1974 on Now. Yeah, so we had both Vernon Green and Ron Holden doing the same record. Vernon Green wrote it, by the way. And Tom T. Hall, Jesus on the Radio and Daddy's on the Phone, 1979 on RCA. All right, so that brings us to the last 7 minutes or so of the show, and we are going to spend it with Ralph in Rockford. How's it going, Ralph?
Yes, last, but hopefully not least.
No, absolutely not. I'm delighted you called.
Okay. Well, thank you. So am I. It's a new year, so let's get in. Hopefully with a soulful strut that you mentioned before, but Young, Old, Unlimited.
Yeah.
Well, that was quite a hit there. And I thought Young, Old, Unlimited, they always were with a trio, you know, that famous
Well, right,
trio
it was. It was. Absolutely. Yes.
It was with the Lewis trio.
Ramsey Lewis. No, but they did other things.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of session stuff. But as I say, LD and they both said they were not on that session. So I think it's funny that it came out as them.
Yeah, it certainly was. And this other gentleman there from Allentown, he's very sharp.
Yes, I hope he's going to call again.
Yeah, I hope so too. And I was just surprised. Pleasantly surprised that he knew that Gene's On by David Dundas.
Yeah, right, exactly. And was willing to admit it publicly.
Well, I mean, here's another interesting trivia here that Levi's bought that song and is playing it a little bit of it when they have a commercial about Levi's.
Really?
Yeah, you gotta, especially. I've heard it a lot on the, and I think Westwood One, that's a big station that that makes all those big football games, you know. And I've heard quite a few times now that Levi's played David Dundas just for a few seconds, but I realize it was David Dundas' song, Jeans On.
Well, you know, I knew they had been in some British jeans company called Brutus. I never saw Brutus jeans, but supposedly. but David Dundas co-wrote it along with Roger Greenaway. So if it's on a Levi's commercial, they're making money, and that's a good thing.
Yeah, well, that's, you know, that has become quite fashionable here in the past 10 years.
Well, Keith Urban, Keith Urban redid it, and Fatboy Slim, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, it's like bigger companies buy these things. These songs are apparently for sale, and they pay a price, and then they can use it.
Oh well, yeah, absolutely. They can license that, of course.
Yeah, you know that Ozempic is by Pilot.
Yeah, right. Magic. You know, it's magic. Yeah, who would have thought that?
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
I like the follow-up to that Pilot song, Get Up and Go. I wish it had been a hit, but I liked it better than It's Magic, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, It's Magic. Well, let's hope I can do a couple of minutes of good magic here when we do the charts of January 1970.
Okay, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Number one, Raindrops Keep Falling on My Head.
DJ Thomas.
Number two, Leaving on a Jet Plane.
Oh, that's Peter, Paul, and Mary.
Number three, Someday We'll Be Together.
Oh, Diana Ross and the Supreme.
Yes. Number four, Down on the Corner, Out in the Street.
Oh, yeah, that was CCR.
Yep. Number five, Na Na Hey Hey, Kiss 'Em Goodbye.
Oh, that was the Steam.
I'm afraid so. Number six, Whole Lot of Love.
Oh, that was a big Led Zeppelin hit.
Yes, Led Zeppelin. That's absolutely right. And there was a cover by CCS that got a lot of top 40 airplay, but yes, Led Zeppelin. Number seven, I Want You Back.
Oh, that was Jackson 5.
Yes. Number eight, Venus.
Oh, that was Mariska Veres from Hungary and Trucking Blue out of Holland.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, afraid so. Jerry Ross brought us that, whether we wanted it or not. Number nine, Holly Holy.
Oh, that's your favorite singer, Neil Diamond.
God, I hate him. Hate him. Number ten, La La La, If I Had You.
Oh, boy. I see that. I think he just passed away last year.
You're right, he did.
Yeah. Yeah, that was Bobby Sherman.
Yes, I'm afraid it was. All right, let's see how far you go. Number 11, Midnight Cowboy.
Oh, that was the other one, Ferranta and Tyson.
Yes, absolutely. Number 12, Come Together. Right now.
Come Together. Just a minute. Let me just think. Come Together. Yeah, let Come Together.
The flip side The flip side was Something.
Someday Come Together right now.
Here comes Old Flatfoot.
Flatfoot. Come Together.
Here comes Old. It's actually Flattop, yeah.
Oh, that was the Beatles.
Yeah, it was the Beatles, absolutely. Yeah. I was surprised you hesitated. It was the Beatles, yes, okay.
Yeah.
Number 13, Jam Up Jelly Tight.
Oh, that was a wonderful, I think he's from Texas. That was...
No, he's actually from Florida, but Tommy
Rowe.
Yeah, he spent most of his time in Georgia. All right, number 14, Eli's Coming.
Oh, that was Three Dog Night.
Yes, number 15. John says, you won because I'm out of time. The show is over. Hang on, we'll get your address. That's pretty much it. We thank Adam for keeping us on the air and John for screening your calls, but above all, I thank you for calling. That was a pleasure to do. And so nice to close it out with Ralph. We've got 3 hours tomorrow night, 21 hours from now. Until then, that's a wrap. I'm Raleigh James. It's WGN Radio.